Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about the issues facing us all, and would like to include your responses to the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Just a minute.
Hello, she's having trouble hearing.
Oh, it's all right. Well, hello. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about the issues facing us all, and would like to include your responses to the survey. So to begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes.
All right. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
All right. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for most often? Would you say, like, Democratic candidates, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
I really don't like either one of them particularly, but I'd probably go third party. Probably.
All right. Although you vote for the person and not one of the major parties, when you have had to choose between the two candidates of whom you knew very little about, have you tended to vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Probably Republican.
All right. And what year were you born in, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm sorry, say again?
And what year were you born in, if you don't mind me asking?
My wife don't seem to be the only one having trouble hearing it. You talk kind of fast, and I think I'm kind of slow.
Oh, all right. And what year were you born in?
1933,
all right. Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the buildings of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
Just what's been on the news, going to be out there by Rockport, I think, in that direction. Not Rockport, I'm sorry. Robstown.
All right, so would you say you have heard of it?
Just what all the people in that area don't want it to go somewhere else.
Okay. Well, have you seen, read, or heard about this from, like, attending meetings?
No.
Have you heard about it from, like, Facebook, X, or any other social media platforms?
I don't believe so.
All right. Have you heard about this from talking with, like, family or friends?
I'm sorry, say again?
Have you heard about this from talking with family or friends?
No, we haven't done it.
Okay. Have you heard this from, like, the radio?
I'm sorry, say again, please.
Have you heard this from the radio?
Just on TV.
All right. Have you heard of this from any type of websites?
No.
What about from news sites or articles on the internet?
No, we don't get the newspaper.
All right. In your own words, could you please tell me what have you seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant?
All I've seen is what has been on the news. On the afternoon news, and that's about it.
All right. And can you tell me what exactly you've seen on the news?
Excuse me. Just the people kind of wanted to go somewhere else, and they had a meeting of several of the today, I think, or yesterday. A bunch of them, and I didn't pay much attention to that. I don't think it's going to be in my area, so I haven't really paid that much attention.
All right. Well, would you say that they've been wanting to leave because of the construction of the ammonia plant or anything else?
Say again, please.
Would you say that people have been wanting to leave because of the building of the ammonia plant?
I haven't seen nobody wanting to leave account of it.
All right. Has what you've seen, read, or heard given you more of a positive view or more of a negative view of the proposed ammonia plant?
Just people don't want it in their area because they figure it may, I'll be getting ammonia in there. It'll be kind of bad on their kids and stuff like that with the ammonia scent or whatever. And the city and the ammonia company says it's not going to be, won't be no odor to it.
All right. So maybe would you say that this maybe has like a negative impact then?
I guess so.
Or like you have like a more negative view on this type of topic?
Probably.
All right. Well, now I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. And for each one, if you could please tell me if you have heard of that group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. And if you do not recognize the name, if you could also say so. So the first thing is Enbridge.
No.
No, you have like a negative opinion on this? Or no, you haven't heard?
Say again, who is it now?
Enbridge. Or Enbridge.
Not familiar with it.
All right. What about Valero?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. And what about Port of Corpus Christi?
Corpus Christi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
All right. Would you say you have a strong opinion on this or a negative opinion on this? Like, do you say you have a positive opinion on this or a negative opinion of this?
Probably neither one.
All right. So would you say maybe like a somewhat positive or somewhat negative?
Semi-negative.
Somewhat negative. All right. What about Flint Hills Resources?
Say again, please.
Flint Hills Resources.
Is that a person?
It's a group.
I haven't heard of them.
All right, that's okay if you haven't heard of them. What about
I'm not doing you very good.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry about that. I mean, really, we just want opinions from everybody. So it's important to know if some people know about these groups or if they don't. So it's totally fine what you have to say. So have you heard about Yara?
It's not familiar. No.
All right. Have you heard of Oxy Energy Corporation?
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Have you heard of Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Green Ammonia?
Yes.
No.
Nueces County Green Ammonia. All right. And have you heard of Project Yaren?
No, I haven't heard.
Okay. So, would you be in favor or would you be opposed to the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Southern edge of Ingleside?
Yes. Would you be in favor or would you oppose of the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
I'd probably be opposed.
All right.
We're getting so much industry around here now, we're getting an awful lot of traffic.
All right. Would you say that you strongly oppose or you somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
All right. Now, if you could please tell me of the following items of information, if they make you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. And I can repeat those categories again if you would need me to. So the first one is
somewhat opposed.
Yes, so I'm going to read your series of statements. And after the statement, if you could tell me if this makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. So the first statement is, the proposed ammonia plants will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
Somewhat opposed.
A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide.
Say the first part again, please.
A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide.
I guess somewhat opposed.
All right. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large scale of infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
I'm sorry. Really, I'm only getting about two-thirds of everything you say, so I'm not doing too good.
Oh, I can read it again. No worries.
Go ahead.
A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep-water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
I guess somewhat opposed.
The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on a commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped.
Well, I'm not opposed or in favor, either one.
All right. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to a permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
Well, that would be all right.
All right.
Somewhat.
Would that be somewhat favor? Maybe then?
Favor.
All right. Opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
Say again, please.
Opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
Somewhat opposed.
All right. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will increase the shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
Somewhat opposed.
Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and properties.
Could you try backing up from your phone about 6 inches and see if that makes it any better?
Oh, all right.
It's got a kind of in it.
Oh, can you hear me better now?
That was.
All right. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
Okay. That'd be somewhat favor.
Okay. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
Somewhat favor, I guess.
Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked, and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public.
Somewhat favor.
All right. Plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in an unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Somewhat favorable.
Opponents say that the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside's residents.
Just a minute, let me... Okay, say again,
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, no worries, okay. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
Somewhat opposed.
The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Say again, please.
The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
Favorable.
Would that be strongly favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Somewhat opposed.
The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
Somewhat favorable.
In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Somewhat favorable.
The ammonia produced by the facility would be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants.
Favorable. Strongly favorable.
Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers.
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant based or located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Somewhat opposed.
And in your own words, could you please tell me why you oppose of the proposed ammonia plant?
We live in Portland. It used to be a nice town. We could get around the streets and everything like that. Now they've been open 3-4 different plants around here. And I'm 90 years old. I don't drive so good. And I'm fighting traffic, and I'm not happy. It's just more. Seem like more industry comes in, the more traffic we got. It would be it in short.
Okay. So would you say it's because you live in Oregon and because we don't want any more traffic and industrialization? Is that what you kind of are referring to?
That's kind of it.
All right. Would you mind maybe specifying more so I can get your full point across?
Say again, the first part.
Would you mind specifying maybe a little bit more so I can get the full view on your opinion?
Oh, I'm thinking, like I say, I'm 90 years old. I don't even think too good anymore. So,
all right.
I know we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. You go.
Like, we got several plants over towards Ingleside now, and we got walking in the evening. I can't hardly get across the street up here in Wildcat in the afternoon. So we just said, and when I go driving and to get something to pick up some food or something, my wife was kind of crippled, and usually I go out and pick up something, and I feel lucky to get back.
Okay.
You're not watching the president?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You're not watching the president give his speech this evening?
No, not as of right now. But now falling to the next question, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
I guess I'm Anglo, Norwegian.
All right. Do you own or rent a place?
Own.
All right. Okay, own. And which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Would you say energy, like, I still have to read some of the options, but it goes energy, like chemical, construction, manufacturing, government, education, clerical, retail, farming or fishing, or a professional such as a law or medicine, self-employed, like in your own business, white-collar, management.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that.
Oh, all right. Well, it's, which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Would you say energy, chemical, construction, manufacturing, government, education, clerical?
Government.
Government, all right. Do you have an X account, or also known as Twitter?
What kind of account?
An X
what kind of account?
It's from the social media, Twitter. Do you have an account?
No.
All right. Do you have an Instagram account?
What kind?
Instagram account? It's social media.
No.
No? All right. Do you have a Facebook account?
I do, but I probably don't even know the password anymore.
Oh, all right.
Password anymore.
Okay. Do you read the Angleside Index on a weekly basis?
No.
Do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
No.
Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
Yes.
Do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
The youngest is 60.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation and for your time and for your patience. I truly appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.